Angel there to protect me, always. I'm protected by the Most High. I am covered, I'm protected. On everything, I'm protected. And I'm great. I'm protected. On the real, I'm just trying to help, that's all. I'm trying to help y'all. I'm trying to help the people. That's it, I'm trying to unite the people and help the people. That's it, that's what we gotta do. I got a lot to offer. Help me to help y'all. That's it, that's all. Don't try to destroy me though. Cause you can't. No matter what. I'm chosen.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Mika Luciano, here, and you're back with another episode of Henny, Hookah, and the Homies. Grab your Henny, light your hookah, and lock in with your homie. Now, we're going to jump right back into part two of the conversation, continuing from last week, discussing grief and how we process it, live with it, and go another day beyond it. Honestly, and I'm going to say this because you're sitting here right now, and I want to share this with your ears. That day, I was sitting outside in my car, and I was just so toe up, and seen you pull up and get out that car. I don't know. It was just, like, one of the best feelings ever. Like, my friend is here in one of my darkest moments.
Yeah.
And that meant so much because no matter how many days we go without talking, you too. Mm-hmm. When I reach for y'all, y'all are there. Y'all,
she didn't got the tissue for us. We got to get it for her. Damn, don't do that.
Don't use too much of our tissue. But when it matters, yeah. When it really matters, y'all are always there. And I just want to return that. I be feeling like I kind of be beating myself up sometimes because I feel like I don't come through the way that I should for my friends. But I'm a work in progress. I'm getting better. Yeah. But I definitely do. Idolize that, and I aspire to be that way. So yeah. Thank y'all for being that for me.
Oh. No matter how far, you know what I'm saying. No matter nothing, like Jasmine. Last time I seen you or talked to you, it's been a minute.
When we just walked up in, give me a hug.
Right, like it wasn't nothing. Right, give me a hug. I miss you. What are you talking about? And it's been like years. You know, it's been a minute, and it's like, and it will always be that. That's how you know it's real friends. It's, the and vibes is real.
We adult. Life is definitely lifing. These type of situations, it births a new you.
It really does.
In a sense, it definitely like changes the way you approach. I even think about the shit that comes out of my mouth now because I don't want my last word to motherfucker to be so fucked up. Like, hey, let me tell y'all, when George called me, now the week that he died, it was like he was coming up in all of my conversations. Everybody I was talking to was bringing him up, and I'm just like, why is everybody bringing him up? Wow. Then I seen him. I didn't stop. I kept going. But he called me, and our conversation, he said a little bit in the beginning of the conversation, but the last thing he said to me on the phone, he was like, I'm sorry for acting the way I was acting with you. I did all of that because, and this is a true story, he said, I did all that because I didn't know who I am, who I was, but now I know who I am, and I'm going to make it right. That's what he said to me on the phone, and I'm just like, okay, George. And he was like, I love you, Mika, and I'm like, I love you too, George, and that was it. If we didn't have that conversation, where we left off at, I mean, even worse, like with some of the arguments we had and some of the shit I said, it still play back in my head. I feel all kind of crazy, but if we didn't have that conversation, I feel like him passing would have drove me to a place that I probably would have had a hard-ass time coming back from.
Yeah, like, and it's crazy because, I mean, I was kind of in that same situation, like, me and Flea was together, you know, X amount of years, and we had broke up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we broke up. And we broke up for, like, I don't know, about 2 months or something like that. But I can't imagine, but then we end up getting back together. And I can't imagine us being broke up, you know what I'm saying? When that shit happened or whatnot. And I swear to God, like, when we got back together, it was like she was a whole total different person. Like, she understood everything that I was trying to beat in her head. Like, I need this. Like, don't, you know what I mean? And she understood everything fully. And I think that's another reason why, I mean, of course I'll never be okay, but, you know, I'm okay. Because when we got back, it was like, Nay, I understand why you did this a certain way. I understand why you did this. She was doing everything that I needed from her. Everything, y'all. Like, it was so crazy. Like, even the day she died, y'all, the crazy. I feel like she did so many fucking good deeds the day she passed away. And I'm like so proud to even say that and share that. Like, example, basically, we woke up, like I said, we have to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning. So she left out before me, whatever. And then I'll leave out. She gets to work. She texts me like, hey, babe, I'm here. Oh, okay, I'm at work too. You know what I'm saying? She calls me. We're on the phone. She's like, baby, they just promoted me to be a supervisor. Like, for real. She was like, yeah, good stuff. She was like, you know, she's like, I'm a supervisor. She's like, they just gave me my phone. It's legit. Like, she knew it was happening. But she's like, I just got my phone today, whatever, iPhone, whatever, to be a supervisor. I'm like, damn, that's what's up, baby. We'll have to be in. She's like, when I get off work, she was like, I'm going to take my little brother to go shopping. I swear to God, I'm finna take my little brother to go shopping. I'm damn okay, baby. Like, do your shit.
Do your shit.
Like, all right, supervisor.
Right, all right, supervisor. Do your shit. Like, I'm like, okay, cool. So like, after that, I go. I had a hair appointment, whatever. I go get my hair done and whatnot. Now, remind you, I'm getting some straight to the back braids. It's my earring. She had lost my screws probably like a little bit before that. So I was able to get away with that shit when I had my hair down. My hair straight to the back. I call her when I FaceTime, and she at the mall like, look, babe, whatever. She's like, look what I got. My brother, blah, blah, blah. I need some earrings because she, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm looking like a little boy right here, whatever. She's like, no, I already got them, da, 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 whatever. And these are the earrings I got on. I still have not taken them out. Like, I wear them every day. And even on her story, she had like hella Pandora bags, and she like, look what I got, baby. Da, da, da. And it's just like, she did all this sweet shit, all these good deeds for me, you know, her brother, all this. And that was the day she passed. And it was like, it was just so crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be trying not to question God and all that, but it's like, damn, like, did she fulfill what you had her down here to do?
Right.
Like, maybe that's what it is. That's not my business, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can honestly say I learned so much from her. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I've learned patience. I know I taught her hella shit. You know, it was on a good note, which I'm so grateful to say.
Yeah.
Because that's not the case for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wrote this poem for you because I had a couple things to say. But by the time I decided I wanted to write, I had grabbed my pen a little too late. I wrote this poem for you, but it hurts because you'll never hear it. But I'm gonna fill this page up anyway, because maybe your spirit listens. I wrote this poem for you, and the more things I wanna say, the harder the words are to as tears fall onto this blank page. I wrote this poem for you, but it was really just for me. And all the things I never spoke when I was too busy and out of reach. I wrote this poem for you to tell you about my love. But there's no point in writing it down when you can see it from up above. I wrote this poem for you, but don't let me take all the credit. Shit, this poem practically wrote itself the way it's teaching me this lesson. I think the next poem I decide to write, it'll be for someone else. Flowing with beautiful words of love for the time with them that I have left. I will read those poems as loud as my vocal range can travel, stuffing as many kind words as my vocabulary can recall. I will stock those poems up so high, and to each and every person, I will read them all. I wrote this poem for you, but I have not one word to say. This is way more severe than writer's block. I just can't write past the pain. This poem.
Do you get, like, a sense of, like, motivation, encouragement, like?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Even in my just personal life, like, my mama worked her ass off. Like, of course, we had my daddy, and he worked his ass off, too. Mm-hmm. But she worked her ass off. She ain't never want to have to take from a man, even though he was a great provider. And so, and sometimes I kind of wish she would have lived a little bit more, but she was always wanting to make sure her kids was good. Mm-hmm. So she didn't want to spend her extra $3,000 because she want to make sure we good. So for me, it's more like I don't want to be that person. Mm-hmm. I want to live a fun life. I want to live the life that I dream to live. So I learned that, like, don't take everything for granted, like, because you don't know when you're leaving.
Yeah.
And that money can't go with you. Money can't go with you.
No.
Thank God my siblings are good, but I know so many people who family end up fighting over it, and then the state end up getting over half of it because y'all done went through all these attorney fees and everything else.
And can't even settle the affairs.
So, you know, like, little stuff like that, just like, you know, making sure I live life and accomplishing everything that she knew that I was working on. Like, she knew I was in school to do my real estate. So my biggest goal right now is to pass my exam.
Period.
Wish me luck, y'all.
You got it. You got it.
You got it.
Come on. I need to buy my second property through you. Let's go.
Come on. You know.
Second property.
Right.
Period.
You know, like, that's like my biggest goal right now because she knew I was working on that. Like, she was like, if I know it, nobody gonna do it. You gonna get it done. So for me, it's like more of like, yeah, I know I'm gonna get it done, but I want to make sure I get it done. So, you know, just one of those last things that she knew that I was working on outside of, like, you know, my business and, you know, being a mother and all of that other good stuff.
And for me, it's like with my business, I remember having a lot of conversations with my cousin, and he would go through my videos and he'd just be like, first of all, he would say every time we had a conversation, I'm just mad I'm not in the motherfucking video yet. I want to get a motherfucking video with a leotard and a tutu. His ass is crazy. But, like, now when I do things, I always have him in the back of my mind. Like, I'm aiming to make him proud. And that'll be, like, my driving force. Everything that I do now, I'm doing it with the utmost class, respect. Like, he drilled because a lot.
That was him, baby.
When I tell you, like, if he ain't approving of it, we ain't doing it. We're not doing it. And that is, like, it kind of put a battery in my back. It fueled me heavily because I don't do nothing. I still be hearing him in my head. I know people look at me like I'm crazy, but I do. You do.
You do.
You
do.
When they with you.
Yeah.
And they be like, nah, we ain't doing that. No.
You got to experience, like, it to believe it. Like, yeah. And that's for sure, because I know I'm not one of those, like, super spiritual people and believe in all. When I know, I know.
You know.
I've had moments where I'm like, this is only for me. Like, nobody in this store will understand.
I can see it.
I swear, like, this little balloon one day, I'm at Mariano's. Uh-huh. I'm sad as fuck. Like, basically been crying all day, but I had, you know, still live life.
Yeah.
Still got a kid at home, got to cook dinner for her. And a balloon deflated, baby girl wrapped around me and just, like, fucking disappeared.
Mm.
Didn't see it no more. Mm. I'm like, that ain't nobody but my mama.
You know that's her.
That ain't nobody but my mama. And I promise you, I felt so good. It was like, damn, I'm good.
Like,
I'm
all right.
Let me go on about this.
She's here.
Bed.
Let me go ahead and do it.
And
for real.
To this day, I still don't know where the fuck that balloon went and where it came from. It just wrapped itself around me and just disappeared.
Yeah. That was definitely how I experienced a whole bunch of things. That's why I be all day. If I even brought up that shit, but, like, one of the things you basically said was, like, how this stuff motivates you. Like, understand, when Flea died, I was in a process of looking for a home, or I was in the process of trying to get it. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking this is the house that we're finna be, you know, living in and all this. So when she passed away, I'm like, fuck that. I don't want this shit, bro. I was so sad. I remember telling my mom, like, Mom, I don't want to move. I don't want to do this. I don't even want to continue with buying this house. And now, you know, Miss Sue. All right, baby. Well, you can let your apartment go. You can move back home.
I love her.
You can buy a house later on, you know, when you mentally stable for it. You know what I'm saying?
Rubbing her back.
It was just like that. But the thing is, like, I swear to God, I think Flea was more excited of me getting this house than I was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember her telling all her friends, my bitch finna buy a house. Yeah. But what y'all been
right? When you like young buying a house, you that shit, you that bitch. Cause I'm finna brag on you different.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, we don't even talk every day, and I'm at work like, one of my bitches just bought a house.
Hell yeah,
I just bought a house.
Right.
Got a house.
Like,
you know,
I be lay low, but, like, she used to be telling her homies like, man, my bitch finna buy a house. Da da da. So when that shit happened, and I remember, you know, I'm finna cut the deal. Like, all else finna just be like, fuck it. And I just remember one day, like, laying in the crib and, like, I'm crying and shit. And I just remember how she used to brag on me, how this girl used to brag on me. I'm like, man, if you don't get the fuck up, bro, like, man, what? She brags. She always could say, I brag different. Let me continue for her to be able to brag. Like, like I know, like, I want to make her proud. So that was my whole thing. Like, let me continue and get my house. And so when I got it, you know what I'm saying? I did this for us. Like, it is. And so that was my, you know. So every time I try to do something, I'm steady going for it. Of course, it's for me, but I'm definitely got her in the back of my head, like, you Rowney. That's what she's always like, you Rowney.
You got your forever cheerleader, like.
Yeah, like forever. Yeah.
And
like,
speaking of brag, with Fleek brags, baby, she fucking brags, okay?
The whole world don't know about it, for real.
Period.
What y'all get? Because what y'all get, like, it's over.
She should.
Over the top. So it's like, I can't dare get that out of my head. Like, I can't dare when I'm felling or doing whatever I'm saying, it legit be her. Like, how I was able to celebrate her birthdays and continue to go even on her death dates. It be legit her in my damn head. Like, Nay, get up. Like, you tweaking. Mm-hmm. She was all about getting up, partying, like, doing that, like, a happy, good spirit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm like, I got to. Like,
and you kind of carry a piece of that. Because for me, you know, I am a bit of an introvert. When we go out, I ain't really mingling. And I've become so social and just so much more of a lighter person.
Yeah.
Like, carrying, even with George. Like, George didn't go nowhere without talking to somebody. He just had to just... You got to know me. You have to know me. I'm going to be social. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that is something that I carry with me when I'm doing everything. Like, I'm not afraid to talk to people and tell you got to know me now. You have to know who I am.
Definitely.
I have to make connections with you. You never know what type of people you're going to connect with and what kind of memories going to come from that.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to, you know, carry that. And in terms of memories, I want y'all to kind of share, like, what's your most favorite memory?
I got so many.
I'm so. I remember this time when I had rented a cabin for my birthday. I don't know if you remember it, Shamika, but we was all in the jacuzzi. Well, I don't know who else was in there, but I know me and Flea was in there. Right? We in the pool, y'all. I swear to God, and I cannot swim. And I remember us being, we like on the deep end, and she done pulled me down there, whatever. And she's like, and we steady going deeper. So, you know, my feet lifting off the ground a little bit. And remind you, I'm holding her, though. So, I'm kind of floating a little bit. And I'm like, nah, babe, like, nah, wait, whatever. And here I go. I'm thinking I'm drowning. Like, I low-key, like, dipped a little bit. So, I'm thinking I'm drowning. And she cracking up laughing. And she's like, all you got to do is stand up. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm drowning, whatever. She like, no, just stand up. Because I had, like, you know, I'm fluttering my feet and stuff. She stand up and I touched the bottom. That's crazy. She, all you had to do was stand up, man. So I really keep that with me. Like every time, like I'm really sad or down, I literally hear her all the time. Be like, Nay, just stand up.
Like just cracking up
stand up, and I'm cracking up laughing. Like you're right, my dumb ass. Stand up, Nay. You know. So I literally keep that with me.
Biggest memories is her birthday. Like, she was big on her birthday. She didn't give a fuck about nothing else. But now I'm big on my birthday. Like, I don't care about no holiday. It's my birthday for me. Like, it's my holiday. You can't tell me it's not a holiday. Like, just, you know, that's a really memory that I'll never, like, let up. And I celebrate her birthday. As much as I want to lay in a bed and just cry, now she'd be like, it's my birthday. What we doing? We about to party. First of all, lady, you are not about to party. You gonna have some tequila and your ass gonna be sleep.
Right.
Like, go sit down somewhere. Like, that's one good memory that I got with her, like, always celebrating my birthday, like, celebrating life. And then just her being there when I had my child, like, the amount of love that she gave me and Morgan, like, when I was sitting in that hospital, like, just being by my side, like, not leaving until she was here and knowing that I was okay, like, telling my ex-husband, like, you can go home. I'm going to stay here with my baby and her baby. Like, you can go home and rest. Right. Like,
you
know, like, these are the memories. Like, if I be thinking, like, damn, if I have another kid, that shit going to send me out of spiral because who going to be there with me? I know my sister good for it, but, like, damn. Like, to know my mama is to love her. But also, too, she's not a very soft person. She's not a very soft person.
Ooh.
So when she show that soft side, it be like, damn, sus.
Right?
So
big.
Like, so, you know, like, that just was, like, real good for me, too. Because it also let me be a little more vulnerable to me.
One year, when we was younger,
We all decided we was gonna dress up and go to the zoo for Halloween. So we all got our costumes and everything. Madea had just came out. This motherfucker showed up to my grandma's house with two pillows. He had this floral nightgown on.
No.
This scarf, a bonnet, wig, and everything on his head. He had two pillows in the front, three pillows in the back, and the string tied around him with some lipstick on and everything. And he walked through the whole zoo. When I tell you, everybody fabulous. He passed was on the floor, cracking up, laughing, because he couldn't just wear it. He had to wear it.
Like, right.
He talking to people, doing the voice, everything, and he had us in tears, cracking up, laughing the entire time. And that's one thing about my cousin. Like, he's a very conservative person, you know, but when he has a flamboyant characteristic, like, personality. Mm-hmm. So when he shows that, he shows it. And I'm telling you, you will never forget him. Like, you will never forget him.
Yeah.
With George, we were here, and it was like Mother's Day. And I hadn't been in the house that long here. So I didn't have curtains up in the living room. I just had the sheets. You know how you move in, you got sheets up.
Right.
So I'm like, damn, I need to get some curtains or whatever. I come home. It's this big ass box from Amazon sitting at the front door. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's in this fucking box? He like, I bought you some curtains. This motherfucker bought me 32 curtains.
32?
I still have a box of fucking curtains. I done gave curtains away.
Why you didn't give me like, any curtains?
They just some plain tan curtains. Like, he didn't have no type of rhyme or reason to them. He just bought the fucking curtains. 32.
He's like, you need curtains.
You said what you needed. You was not specific. You said you needed some curtains, and that's what he did.
What the fuck we do with all these damn curtains? He like, we finna hang these bitches out. You got 32 windows in this motherfucker. And every time I see them curtains, I just crack up laughing. Like, this motherfucker really bought me 32 of the same curtain. Like, windows is not the same size. You can't just use one curtain for every window. I do want to say that, you know, I appreciate y'all for having this conversation. It is a part of life. And these are the parts of life people don't talk about. When we are busy and we are doing what we're doing, we on the go and we are driven. But these things are always with us. They alter how we move. They are a part of who we are. We carry that. And so just to be able to share these, I'm hoping that someone can listen to this and it can kind of help them along through their journey, because we are all going through this and it is all a part of life. So that said, I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
We love you.
And I'll holler at y'all next week.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.